The hospital tax Doyle wants is like the one he introduced in his budget last year. It's basically an accounting trick that's used by several states as a way to leverage more federal Medicaid money. If it works like it should, hospitals would actually come out ahead, and the state would use some of the money to shore up its budget shortfall. Assembly Republicans blocked the idea last year, and early signs are that they'll fight it again. But the governor says now that he's reworked the plan to get hospitals on board, there's no reason for lawmakers to object.
I really wanted to lay out a plan that showed how we can get there and how it's a lot easier getting $450 million of federal money to come in to help us get there than it is turning our back on that money. And so I think it was important for me to lay out a plan and really give that plan a chance where we can get that additional federal money to help us.
Democrats who control the Senate support the hospital tax, but the governor did not include other items in their wish list. Senate Democratic Majority Leader Russ Decker has said his members want to close loopholes, including one that lets some corporations use out-of-state subsidiaries to lower their Wisconsin tax bills. Doyle said there will be time to fight over issues like that one on the campaign trail.
I'm a realist, and I'm trying to make sure we get something done here. And we just cannot go and refight every battle.
The governor also called for an additional $130 million in cuts to the state agencies under his control. Doyle had few details on where that money would come from. The governor called a special session of the legislature for this Thursday to deal with the budget, but it's unlikely at this point that leaders will reach a deal by then. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.